A new district, known as Neuveville, was built in Montbéliard between 1598 and 1602 to cope with the influx of Huguenot refugees fleeing France. And guess who was given the job of building it? Me, of course. Heinrich Schickhardt. After all, I am a town planner. Prince Frederick decided that the district also needed a university college to train future teachers and pastors for the municipality, so he had one built. Work began in 1601 and was completed 6 years later, but it was only operational between 1670 and 1677, mainly because of the French occupation. All that remains of this prestigious Lutheran university, also known as the Academy, is part of the North Wing, which is now a Catholic presbytery. It was in 1850 that Cardinal Mathieu, Archbishop of Besançon, decided to give the Catholics of Montbéliard a place of worship worthy of the name. With plans for a large building in mind, he did whatever it took to acquire this piece of land overlooking St. George's Temple. He then had three quarters of what was the 16th century Protestant academy razed to the ground. Quite symbolic in its own way, isn't it? And what's more, the work was entrusted to a Protestant architect and continued for over 30 years. If you go inside the neo-Renaissance-style church, you'll see its very theatrical decor. It is, of course, dedicated to Saint Mambeuf, a disciple of Saint Colomban, as was the church in the castle destroyed by soldiers in 1810, and the Catholic parish church at the University College in the late 17th century, at the time of the French occupation. If you continue along Rue Saint-Mambeuf, you'll reach the hill where a citadel once stood before the French demolished it in 1677. From there, you can enjoy a wonderful panoramic view over the town.